We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Another violent night in Washington Square Park. At least six people were hurt, at least one arrested. Nearby residents have written a letter to city officials saying enough is enough with all the violence and drug use there. The city will be bringing back the 10 o'clock curfew.
The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day to be in Washington Square Park, and there are lots of people really enjoying it. But last night, there was trouble in abundance. Violence left two people injured from knife wounds. A man had his cell phone stolen, and he was also beaten up. And there was graffiti on the arch. Not to mention, the police say, at a nearby diner, a cook in his 70s was thrown through a plate glass window. Clearly, these people in the park say it's wrong.
I do understand, like, for safety reasons.
After dark, things get kind of scary.
People are scared to do the right thing sometimes right now.
I mean, it'd be great if they could keep it open, but maybe have just a little bit more police presence.
There is no longer a curfew in the park, and a promoter of last night's event said if folks in the neighborhood don't like it, well, they can move. Carol Diuria, 1010 Winds. At Washington Square Park.
Now, the park's neighbors in Greenwich Village have written a letter saying they are fed up with the lack of police enforcement, the lack of safety, the violence and the drugs, and seeing their neighborhood park trashed every night. Pride Parade organizers in the city have banned the NYPD from participating. Traditionally, members of the department, who are also members of the LGBTQ plus community, would march. Not this year. But they are being invited to other local parade events on Pride events on Long Island. Newsday reports some events have even offered a table for Nassau County Police to recruit. The Puerto Rican Day Parade happened today. It was virtual again, but there were lots of performances and a lot to celebrate. Mayor de Blasio kicked off the events in East Harlem this morning.
We feel a lot of spirit right now because we feel our city coming back. We feel New York City getting strong again. And we know this is going to be the summer of New York City.
And hopefully the last time the parade will have to be virtual. You can see it on the National Puerto Rican Day Parade website or social media pages. A Lyft driver is dead, killed early this morning by what police say was a drunk driver in Queens.
The Lyft driver was in a 2016 Toyota RAV4 when the police say his car was T-boned. The Toyota was going south on Fresh Pond Road, and the police say a drunk driver in a 2014 Ford Explorer was headed east on Elliott Avenue, and the two collided in the intersection. The police say the suspected drunk driver ran a red light. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. Joe lives in the neighborhood and was disgusted when he saw the smashed vehicles.
What do you think about anything? Anybody who's driving drunk, they shouldn't be driving at all when you're drinking.
You're drinking and driving.
And then how fast were you going that you caused this, you know, to happen? That's crazy. You should never be drinking and driving at all.
The Lyft car driver was killed. His rear passenger suffered a broken leg. The 22-year-old alleged drunk driver was taken into custody. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Maspeth, Queens.
Also in Queens, two hit-and-run collisions are under investigation. One was after three this morning. Police say a 53-year-old man driving north on 144th Street in South Jamaica was T-boned by another vehicle speeding on Folk Boulevard. The driver who was hit was pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. The driver who hit him took off on foot. Police are still looking for him. Hours earlier, around 9:30 last night, there was another hit and run. This time, the victim was a 47-year-old man walking on the sidewalk in Flushing. A car jumped the curb and struck him on Levitt Street. He is listed in critical but stable condition at New York Presbyterian in Queens. The car kept going. Police are still looking for it. A deadly confrontation between police and a suspect in Orange County. The New York State Attorney General's office says it'll be investigating what happened yesterday afternoon in Wallkill. Police there say at around 3:30 in the afternoon, they responded to a 911 call from Chute Road and Avenue A. They're not saying what it was about, but say it led to a confrontation with a man in which an officer fired and shot the man. He has been identified by the AG's office as Christopher Van Cleek. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Wallkill police say the officer is on administrative leave, which is standard policy, while the incident is investigated. Police are out with some new surveillance video of a carjacking a week ago in Mill Basin, Brooklyn. Early last Sunday afternoon, a man with a walking stick came up to a 73-year-old woman who was sitting in her parked car, grabbed her, pulled her out, then he drove away with her wallet and her toy poodle, Luna. The victim suffered a head injury and had to be treated at a hospital. Her granddaughter, Isabella Pavone, tells 1010 Winds.
Officially marks a week since the whole incident happened. So, you know, I guess the longer it is that we don't find her dog, the more anxious and nervous and worried she gets. And so do us as a family, because we see her and we also get worried because this is her emotional support and therapy dog.
The thief is still on the loose. The car turned up, though. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. You can see the surveillance video at 1010winds.com. If you own a gun and plan to fly, it's not the kind of thing you want to forget you have with you because you can't bring it on a plane. The TSA says it's caught two people at Newark Liberty with guns at security checkpoints in the last week who claim they just forgot they had them. On Friday, they say a Ridgefield Park man was packing a large belt buckle with what looked like a replica gun in it, but they looked at it closely and discovered it was a real firearm. They say the guy told them he forgot he had that in his backpack. Last week, another man from Easton, Pennsylvania was busted with a gun in his carry-on. He also claimed he forgot it was there. The TSA's federal security director for New Jersey issued a statement saying claiming to forget that you have a gun with you is inexcusable. If you own a gun, you need to know where it is at all times. He went on to say each of these individuals now faces a stiff federal financial penalty that could cost them thousands of dollars. Tomorrow is a big reopening day for many of the city's park recreation centers. Many of them have pools. Those are not opening just yet. For now, it's just the rec centers. The Parks Department says expect reduced capacity restrictions and mask policies. Any equipment there has been spread out to allow for social distancing and is frequently sanitized.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.